you know, you watch TV, you listen to TV preachers, and a lot of people around here, you know, it's one extreme or the other. Either they don't even talk about the Holy Spirit, or they talk wrong. And I'm not saying I'm the only one right. I'm just saying fundamental Baptist, you know, but biblical teaching. But they all want to tell you how to receive the Holy Ghost. And I've already taught you that when you were saved, you received the Holy Ghost. So tonight I want to teach you how to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so let's turn to Acts chapter 1. All of you know it. Verse 8, Jesus is ascending back up. And he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, remember, he's already told them way back in the Gospels. He breathed on them and he said, receive you the Holy Ghost. But now he says, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now he's telling these people, they've already trusted him. They've already believed on him. They've already received his Spirit. He's saying, now I'm going to give you some special power. And this is why. That you might be witnesses. That's what it's all about. Amen? Amen. Now the question might be asked. Somebody might say, well, Brother Ron, I've already been saved. And the Holy Spirit lives in me. Why do I need any more than that? Well, you don't need more than that to go to heaven. That's it. He seals you. You're saved. You're going to heaven. He's going to live in you. He's going to help you. But Jesus said, you're going to receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, there's all kind of phrases people use that. Baptism in the Holy Ghost, filling with the Holy Ghost, things like that. I prefer to use filling, but either way, it's the same thing. And somebody might say, well, why? Why would I want that? Well, if you don't want that, that kind of bothers me to start with, because I need power to be a witness. I want to be a witness. I don't want people to go to hell. And I don't have the power in me to persuade anybody.
Right.
And you don't either.
Amen.
And some people say, well, they persuaded me to do this, or they persuaded me to do that. But you can't talk somebody into being a Christian. The Holy Spirit has to persuade them. And the only way that's going to happen is if he speaks through you. Okay? So that's what this is all about. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now don't get hung up. It didn't say unknown. It's not unknown tongues. And it's not some kind of gibberish, it's languages. That's an old English word for language. They spoke other languages. Remember, there were 9 different nations represented at that meeting, and they all heard them in their own tongue or language. And so, if we're going to speak to people about being saved, we need the Holy Ghost to speak through us, okay? And that's what this was all about. The Holy Spirit spake through these people. They weren't the ones speaking. He was using them. They were his mouthpiece, but he was the one speaking. Now, turn to chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Why would I want that? Why would I want that? Acts chapter 4, verse 31. In verse 31, he says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. That's what we need right there. I don't know about you, but I'm timid. And I know you don't, you'd never think that a pastor would be timid, but I'm timid. I don't like crowds. I'm kind of shy about meeting new people and stuff. But when I do, I want God to speak through me. Now, and I'm going to show you before it's over, I trust that to happen. I trust that to happen. Because I know I can't talk people into anything. God has to do that, right? So that's why. Why do we talk about the Holy Ghost? Why do we talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost? Why would I even want that? That I might speak the Word of God with great boldness that people might be saved. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we want to do it. And tonight I want to show you how to trust him and let him do the talking, and you won't even be talking. Let him do the talking, okay? Now, it's an extraordinary power. You could say it's a supernatural power that God would speak through me and you. It's a supernatural thing. Now, if it's unknown tongues, the Apostle Paul said, without an interpreter, it's going to be a waste of time. Amen? Are you still with me? And by the way, when he was talking to those people there in the Corinthian church, he wasn't even talking about the same thing. And so tonight, I want to show you. Look at Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. Look at verse 14. Ephesians 3 and verse 14. Now, I pray for being filled with the Holy Spirit because I need strength in the Spirit. I need strength in the Spirit, okay? It's bad enough in the flesh, but if I don't have the Spirit to motivate the flesh, I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
And that's why most Christians don't witness. Ephesians chapter 3, if you will. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Well, what power is that? The Holy Ghost. "Unto whom be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages without end. Amen." Now that's a supernatural power he puts in us. That's not a natural thing. Now, we read some of those verses sometimes to make people think that God's going to take care of their needs, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about it's going to take care of their spiritual need of power in the Spirit. We can't even live the Christian life in the flesh.
Come on now.
Because the moment you start doing that, you're in the flesh. And that's a sin. And then pride comes in. Amen? So we can't even live the Christian life. We need the Holy Spirit's power. And that's why he says, we're to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, that's why we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that God can give us the supernatural power, that when you do preach or teach or just stand there or sit there and witness to somebody, they're not hearing you, they're hearing your words, but it's the Spirit of God speaking to their spirit.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the why. That's why you want to be filled with the Spirit. Before I preach, I always pray, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit." Before I go visiting, I always pray, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit." Before I do anything for God, I always pray, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit." Because I'm nothing. I can do nothing. Y'all still there?
Amen.
Okay. Now, that's why, for extraordinary or supernatural spiritual strength, that's why we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, just think of that term, filled with. That means just overwhelmed with. Just overwhelmed with. You got an empty gas tank. By the way, cheapest place to buy gas, I think, is right up here. Buy some gas right up there. Murphy's, that's it, Murphy's. And what you do is you take that empty tank, and that empty tank's going to get you a little ways. My car's got how many miles it is before you run out. Y'all got them? Have you ever run it till it turned into three dots? I have, man. Tracy has. And I'm sitting there, "Lord help, Lord help, Lord help. I got 10 more miles to go to the gas station, especially when it's on the interstate. Lord help, Lord help. I'm going to run out of gas." And I've never run out of gas. And when I get to the gas station, you know what I do? I fill it up. I overwhelm the tank. I bring it all the way to the top, and then I put a little extra, you know. And that's the way we have to be in the Holy Spirit. If we want supernatural power, we can't depend on our own strength. And that's why we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And then I want you to turn to John 6:63. I want to tell you how to be filled with the Spirit. John 6:63. Now I said why, now I want to tell you how. John 6:63. Now more than one time I've stopped, I'd be going somewhere to preach, maybe jail or nursing home or Army Reserve or National Guard or some chain gang or somewhere like that. And I would pray and I'd say, Lord, I don't want to go in here powerless. I don't know these people. They don't know me. I'm not going to impress them. They're not going to be impressed with me. God, I need you to fill me with your Holy Ghost because I don't want to be a powerless preacher. They hear them all the time. I want them to hear from you, God.
Amen.
And so please fill me with your Spirit. And I go in by faith and usually you'll see somebody get saved if you do that. Amen. I'll never forget I was preaching at Chain Gang one time when it was still the Chain Gang. Some of y'all don't know those days. And they worked on the roads and had chains on them. Praise God. Real prison. Amen. And I went in there and three people came out. A young man and his girlfriend and her daddy. And that man was dressed sharp. He was a black man, had a super nice suit, super looked everything. Everything I said, he'd say, Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then at the invitation, I prayed and said, Lord, save somebody here today. And I thought for sure his son would get saved. And he got saved instead. So I figured, Lord, you worked after all. Because it's harder to get a religious man saved than his lost man saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I hope he went back to church and told him he got saved. Verse 63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. And you know that word quickeneth means makes alive. The flesh profiteth what? Wait a minute. Is that what it said? Please? Oh my goodness. Well, there's a lot of people beating the air, ain't there? The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, how do I receive the Spirit of God? Verse 63. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. You consume the Word of God. Consume the Word of God. There's a lot of people running around here jabbering in unknown languages, don't know anything about the Bible. They couldn't quote you one whole Bible verse, not one. And some of them's preachers. And I'll tell you this, they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Because in order to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to know Him real well. And the only way to know Him real well is you're going to have to know His Word. And He said, my words are spirit and life. So number one, if you want to be full of the Holy Ghost, you need to get full of the Word of God. Now I'm not saying God doesn't fill people that's just starting out with His Spirit. I'm not saying that people that don't know much scripture and they're just beginning to preach or teach or to witness that God don't fill them with spirit. He does. But I'll tell you this, they won't go that way for long because they'll start thinking that it's all about them because they don't know enough scripture to know it's not them at all.
Right.
And He'll take His Spirit away from them. Not that Spirit, but the power of the Spirit. And then turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 13. Thank you, Danny. That's who brought that? You, Thomas. Good water.
I lost my
reward. Mm-mm. That's good water. My wife took me to, I better not say which grocery store I went to today, and we got lunch. I ate some Yankee meatloaf. I've drank some kind of milk of magnesia. I've drank Alka-Seltzer. I've drank everything. I still taste some kind of spice I ain't never tasted before in my life, and I don't ever want to taste it again. I don't know what that had green stuff in there, and I thought it looked real good. It looked good. I mean, it looked real good. But it's Italian or something. It ain't South Carolina, I'll say that. Just give me some bread crumbs and ketchup on my, and I'll be all right. I'm still, you could probably make it, brother. I can't. But Acts chapter 1, verse 13. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode Peter, both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, the Zealots, and Judas. And I am reading the wrong one, ain't it? That's verse 13, ain't it? And I wrote down the wrong one. Here it is, verse 14. I knew I had it in there. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs be have been fulfilled, in which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide that took them. You know what they did that night when they got up in that room? They sought the face of God, and God by the Holy Ghost revealed them things. Now, if you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, number one, you need to get filled with the Word of God. Number two, you need to seek God's face that He can reveal things to you. Now, I'm not talking about hocus pocus, the smoke and mirrors, all that stuff, but a spirit of discernment comes with the Holy Ghost. And we're not judging people, but we can tell right from wrong. And you won't get fooled. And boy, I've almost been fooled into it myself. You know, they said go in this room by yourself and start talking like a little baby and go, and the Holy Ghost take over. I tried that, and the Holy Ghost rebuked me in my heart and said, that ain't it. Yes, he did. He rebuked me. And then other people will tell you, you know, you got to do it this way and you got to do it that way. Well, number one, you get full of the Word of God. And then you seek the face of God, and the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll help you understand things of God. People that don't understand things of God can't be filled with the Holy Ghost because they would misuse it to start with.
Amen.
And we saw this later on in the book of Acts. We see a man trying to buy the power of the Holy Ghost. And boy, he got in trouble doing that. Now you listen to me. Yes, we ought to seek God. Yes, we ought to get filled up with His Word, but we ought to wait on God. We ought to wait on God like they did. And when we wait on God, and look, God knows we mean business. If you wait on Him, He knows you mean business. There's a lot of people don't want to wait for nothing. They want instant salvation. They want instant sanctification. They want instant filling. They want instant answer to prayers. And none of it comes that way. Not one bit of it. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to get alone and we need to pray. We need to seek God's face after we get filled with His Word. And then Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, if you will. Look at verse 5. I said, why? Because you want the extraordinary power of God. I said, how? Consume His Word. Get in His Word. Get in His Word. Get in His Word. You have to read His Word. By the way, if you don't, you won't recognize Him when He comes.
Amen.
Yeah. I said, you got to seek His face. Get along with God and seek His face and wait on God. Ain't that what He told him in Acts chapter 1, verse 8? He said, wait on the Holy Ghost. He'll come. And then in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Now you consume His Word, you seek His face, and then you receive Him the same way you got saved. He said by that promise. Look at it again. He said, that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth it he by the works of law? No. But by the hearing of faith. How'd you get saved? By the hearing of the Word of God and by faith. You received Christ, right? You received Him. You said, Lord, that's what I want. I want to be saved. I want you as my Lord. I want you as my Savior. And Lord, come into me. I receive you as my Savior. You might not use those words, but that's if you got saved, that's what you did.
Yes.
All right, now, you've been saved. You know something about the Word. You're seeking His face. And now He's promised to give you His Spirit in full. He's promised to fill you with His Holy Ghost if you ask. Just like being saved. You ask, and then what do you do after you ask? You receive. You say, well, Lord, that's what I need. I need to be filled with your Spirit. I need to walk in the Spirit. I need to talk in the Spirit. I need to look like I'm in the Spirit. I need to act like I'm in the Spirit. And Lord, by faith right now, you say if I'd ask, I could receive that. And Holy Spirit, I invite you in. I receive you right now. And I'm going over here to witness these people. And I need you. I got to have your power. I'll mess it up. And then, so I'm going by faith receive that you're going with me and you're going to be in me and on me and all around me. And then God will be there and they'll hear God. They won't hear you. By faith, you have to do that. The other day at that funeral, I knew I was going to be cold. I grew up in South Carolina and I don't like getting cold. I ain't never liked getting cold. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to think good because all I'd think about was how cold my feet was. And it went worse than that. I felt like I was naked. It was so cold out there. And all I could think about was being cold. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. Lord, you got to give me the words to say. I had everything written on a little old card about like that. I had everything. And a lot of that I didn't even say. But I said, because I looked at, I looked at all those people standing around there shivering. And I looked at those four men over there. Two of them was betting that Gargi was cold and two of them was betting that she wasn't. And I looked over at Brother Jeffrey. Brother Jeffrey was over there and he wasn't even cold. Have you ever been cold?
Once in a while.
Okay. But I looked out there at all those people and I thought, well, these people's not going to be able to stand out here as long as this sermon is, Lord. These people have freeze to death by the time I preach this sermon. So help me. So you wouldn't believe how it just clicked. The Lord just clicked it and it all went together. And after it was over, people come up to me and told me that they felt God and that God blessed them and God encouraged them and God comforted them. And, but that wasn't me. That was the Holy Spirit. I wanted to go home. I was cold. And he wouldn't know the difference. He was in heaven. Amen. He wouldn't have cared if I went home or not. But I'll tell you this, when you ask, you gotta believe that he's gonna do something.
Right.
People tell me, they say, well, I want you to go see so-and-so because I can't talk to him. No, you can't talk to him, but you, if you would invite the Holy Spirit in to fill you with his power and his presence and believe that he does it, you go talk, they won't hear you, they'll hear him.
Amen.
Amen. You got to believe the promise.
Yes.
You got to believe the promise. If he promised it and you believe it, it'll happen. It's not some mumbo jumbo magic act. It's just simple faith. That's all it is. Look at John 14. John 14. I'm not trying to get you to speak in tongues, but this is one of the reasons some Baptists call me Babacostal. But I'd rather call it Baptist Bible. Amen. John 14. I heard a Baptist preacher preach one time, said, to be filled with the Spirit means you're full of his word. Well, he didn't finish. He only had part of it. Because if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, of course you'll be full of the Word of God. He is the Word of God.
Amen.
But he meant, he just thought just reading the Bible. Well, there's dead people all over this town, spiritually dead, read the Bible every day.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit, he said, that quickeneth. The Spirit brings that to life in you. Just like it regenerated your heart and made you into a new creature when you were saved, that same Spirit brings that life into you and it brings your words alive so that when you speak, they hear God speak.
Amen. Yeah.
Look at John 14. And you know what? Preaching this, it seemed like 200 people would be here tonight to learn this. But I want to be honest with you. Most people don't want it. And here's why. They got enough of God in them now to convict them about their sorry living. They don't want more God to convict them more.
Amen.
I'm not saying everybody's not here tonight. I'm just saying that's the way a lot of people are. Look at John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 12. He that believeth on me, underline this, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Is that not what it's all about?
Yes.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That means he'll show himself to you. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, the other Judas, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? He said, well, how will we see you and the rest of the world won't see you? I mean, if we see you, won't everybody see you? How's this work, Lord? And then verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. You know, it's plural, not thoughts, but words, word for word Bible. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Wow. As simple as this, you receive him, he'll come.
Amen.
You ask, he'll give. By faith. Just like being saved. Now, to receive him, Galatians 5:16. And you ain't gonna believe it. I'm almost done. Famous last words. Y'all started zipping up them Bibles this morning when I said that. And that made me preach 10 minutes longer. You should have closed them real quiet. Stuck money on, zipped them up when you got. I ain't come back to this church no more. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then. Now, who's Galatians written to? Anybody? Class, help me. Who's Galatians? What Galatians written to?
Galatians.
Christians. Galatian believers. Now, it's in our Bible, so can we go by this? Sure you can. It's written to you too.
Yeah.
So now stop thinking about the Galatians. Think about yourself. Look at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How do you walk in the Spirit if you're not full of the Spirit? You walk in the Spirit by surrendering yourself to him.
Yes.
And then he becomes your guide. He becomes your power in this world to live the life and walk that walk. And most importantly, to talk that talk.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, if anybody ever comes up here and goes, that ain't the Holy Ghost. He's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
If anybody gets up here and says, Mazda Kiwawa Chakaluka Laka Mama. That's not God. And I'm not making fun of any of your relatives. I'm saying this. Either they've been taught that and they don't know any better. They're just doing what they're taught. Or either the devil can do it. Did you know, as I've been studying on the Holy Spirit these past few weeks, did you know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teach on being filled with the Holy, being baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? They do. They do. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, I'm of the Church of Jesus Christ, and I'm a Latter-day Saint. But I ain't one of them.
No.
Amen? Because I got one book. They got three.
Amen.
I got one. Now, just because you speak in some unknown tongue does not mean that you're full of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you how to prove it. preach and speak the Word of God with great boldness.
Yeah.
That's how you know somebody's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's it.
I'll tell you one thing. Sister Betty's here, her brother John Coley. That man walked in the Spirit.
Right. Yes, he did.
He walked in the Spirit. He never met one person that intimidated him. He walked in the Spirit. Everywhere he went, he said, praise God. Amen. I mean, just normal conversations in a hospital, in a restaurant, or talking to anybody. He said, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, just as everyday conversation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Wouldn't he? And just take normal everyday stuff and spiritualize it and make it into something spiritual. He could take a country music song and sanctify it. And change it and make it into one of the most spiritual songs you ever heard in your life. Amen? Hey, he could. The man walked in the Spirit. And I don't even know if he knew what that meant. But he did it. Why? Because he was completely surrendered to the Spirit of God. Now, he might have had his faults. I didn't know him. Never seen one. But you meet very few people who walk in the Spirit. In order to walk in the Spirit, you have to be full of the Holy Ghost. Because see, then your personality doesn't show. It's His that shows. I was at a checkout over here at Walmart or something the other day, and as I was checking out, the older woman, she said, "You look like a nice man." I said, "You don't know me." I said, "I want to be a nice man." I said, "If you get any good out of me, you give the Lord the glory, because it ain't me, it's Him that you see." And see, that's walking in the Spirit. When others see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And don't look for a sign. Just walk it. Go to work and expect God, the Holy Ghost, to sit there with you. When you talk to people during your lunchtime, expect God, the Holy Ghost, to talk for you and through you and with you. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid that the reason our churches are not getting anything done for God is because we forgot about the Holy Ghost. Now, we've invited Him here every time. We invite Him in here. People come in here and they'll leave and they'll say, "I felt God today." And then I look at you and it's everyday Sunday to you. You done got so used to it. But the average Christian don't have what you got. They hardly ever hear anything like that. And they're starving. And look, they're trying to live off this worldly music and entertainment. They're trying to keep them pumped up. I go by this church down here just about every day and there's people in there, especially on the weekends. You know what they're doing? Go by the Elevation, Levitation, whatever that place is out there too. They're in there practicing the band. It's a non-stop. We gotta entertain these people. We gotta practice this band. We gotta get it louder and stronger and longer and all this stuff. If somebody ever got up and preached about being filled with the Holy Ghost, they'd fall out now.
Amen. Yes.
I believe we got people in this church that walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
I believe we got people in this church that play music in the Spirit.
Amen.
I believe we got people in this church that lead music in the Spirit.
Yep.
I've seen him when he wasn't leading music. I believe we got people here that love God. And they want to obey Him. And they've invited the Spirit to lead them and guide them and direct them. And if, look, and if just by faith I receive that and I say, "Lord, before I get up here to preach, I receive Your Holy Spirit. Fill me, baptize me," whatever you want to say. "Surround me in Your Holy Ghost and Your power." Because God, it's not going to help these people to hear me. They came here today to hear from You, God. If they don't hear from You, we're going to be disappointed. And You said if we'd ask, we'd receive. And I'm asking, Lord, do that when You direct the music. Do that when you play the piano. Do that when you sing a special. Do that when you pray. Do that when you teach. Do that when you preach, preacher. And that's called being filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the Spirit of God. When you go home, when you try to lead your children, ask God to lead you by His Holy Spirit and fill you with His Spirit so you'll be a good parent or a good husband or a good wife or a good employee. I had a man ask me one time, as time went on, things got different. People would ask you when you go for a job, they said, what makes you think you would be a good employee here? And I tell them, I say, because I'm going to do it as unto the Lord. And if I please him, I'm sure to please you. If it don't, you can just go ahead and fire me because you couldn't get no better than pleasing him. I'm going to do it as unto the Lord, and I'm going to do it with all my might. And I'm going to try to please him. See, that's walking in the Spirit. And that, by the way, that was the president of that company. That man loved me until he retired and the devil took over. Let's do it. I challenge you this week somewhere, get off by yourself and seek God and say, God, I need to be filled with your Spirit. So I can win my children, so I can win my grandchildren, so I can win my husband or my wife or my mom or my daddy. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. God, I can't do this by myself. And if you don't help me, God, these people are going to go to hell. I need you, Lord. And I guarantee you, he'll show up.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you're not saved, I'm a crazy man. And you don't understand spiritual things. If you're not saved, you don't understand spiritual things. And we look real crazy to you. But I got news for you. We've been on your side too. It's a lot better over here. You might want to try this a while. And let him fill you with his power and his love. Amen. Let's stand. Father, thank you for